All right. Welcome to the Cabazon Water District Finance and Audit Committee meeting for Tuesday, December 17th, 2024 at 5 p.m. Stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Please be seated.
Roll call, Director Melissa Carlin.
Here.
And Vice Board Chair Terry Teacher.
Here.
And General Manager Michael Pollan.
Here.
Okay. So let's go to the financials tab on the board packet. Up first is the balance sheet as of November 30th, 2024. On line 5, we have the total cash and investments, which is our Chase Bank, our cash, local agency investment fund, and California class balances. All combined, they were at $2.1 million. And then down on line 36, we have the total liabilities, which was at $496,807. Any questions on this page?
On which line did you say?
That was line 36. Total liabilities.
Okay. Nope.
And they did separate that weird, like, the income that we're going to receive from the cell tower lease. For some reason, that was in liabilities, but it shouldn't have been. So that's below liabilities under deferred inflow of resources.
Oh, is that the 833?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what we're going to receive from the cell tower lease over the course of like 20 or 40 years or something, however the duration of the lease.
It's kind of a weird one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
normally, normally you say we get, what was it, $3,400 a month?
I think it's 28.
How come we don't just do it that way?
Auditors. Auditors.
They want it all at one time?
Yeah. And then deduct the contract, deduct the month from the contract on that. I guess.
Weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, moving on to the budget to actual or profit and loss. And again, this is as of November 30th, 2024. And on the very left column, that's the description of what the item is. On column A, that is what we spent or earned in November of 2024. Column B is what we have, it's the amount since July 1st, 2024. Column C is the fiscal year 2024 to 2025 budget. And then column D is the percentage of where we're at compared to the budget. And it should be at 42%, but I'll explain why they're over or under that.
Is this your first one?
Yes.
Okay. If you have any questions, just ask.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm following along.
Okay. Does that make sense to you how she's got this?
Yes, where we're at now. It's the budget for the whole year, but what we've done so far.
Right.
And where we're supposed to be.
Right. We're supposed to be around 42% for the year right now. And then she's going to explain any fluctuations in it.
Yes. So first is going to be the revenue. So this is the money that we've earned. And I'm not going to call out every single line. I'm just going to point out some that are way over or way under the 42%. So on line 7, we have basic facility fees. These are fees charged for new service connections, meter installations, and upgrades. We usually budget them conservatively due to their unpredictable nature. Right now, we're way over budget at 103% because we had more service installations than we expected. On line 8, we have standby fees, tax revenue. This accounts for the standby fees assessed to all parcels in the district. The minimum fee is $5 per acre. Rates vary per location and nature of the parcel. And the majority of these receipts occur in January or May, which is why we're trending under budget at 9%. And then on line 11, that's property tax. Those are also tax revenues that are apportioned by Riverside County. And we also receive the bulk of those in January and May, which is why it's way under budget at 1% right now. And then line 12, the cell tower lease income. So we leased out a portion of the site at Well 1 for a cell tower. They pay us a monthly fee. Year-to-date is trending over budget at 65% due to December tower lease paid in November. So they paid the monthly fee a little early, so it's over budget right now. And also, I think we received that $5 signing bonus, $5,000 signing bonus for extending the lease. And then on line 15, we have interest income investment account. This is the interest that we earn on the LAIF and California class accounts. Right now we're over budget due to rising interest rates. And on line 18, our total revenues is at 55%. So right now we're up ahead on revenues. Now moving on to expenses. On line 26, we have total payroll, which is at 44%. So we're just a little bit over, but nothing too crazy. Then on line 33, we have well maintenance, which is at 11%. And this is just for maintenance that we do on the wells and chemical expenses. Right now it's under budget at 11%, but there's an item we're going to talk about in the regular board meeting for well 5, which had to get pulled. That's going to go in that category. So we're going to see a lot of activity next month. And then way down on line 49, we have total office expenses, which is just for supplies and equipment for the office, the utilities, the water billing system, copier and supplies, postage, and a bunch of other office expenses. That's at 40% for the year so far. Any questions on this first page? If not, I'll move on. If you want me to explain any of the items, or if you're curious about what something is.
I'm good.
Fine.
Okay. Next page then, on line 53, we have legal services. This is just for legal services for the district. Right now we are only at 8%. We don't use legal that much anymore, but we did use it for the general manager performance evaluation earlier this fiscal year. So that's why we have some activity, but we don't have a lot. Usually when we use legal, it's for a grant project, which we get reimbursed for. So it gets accounted in a different account. On line 61, we have shop supplies and small tools, which is at 60%. This is for various shop supply and small tool purchases. Year-to-date is trending over budget at 60% due to a saw and blade purchase in September for $3,000 and plug locks and more saw blades in November for $1,800. And then way down at the bottom, we have line 79, net income slash loss. Right now, we are at a net income of $340,332. Any questions at all? We have one more page then, which is the capital detail. So this is for the big projects that we do to include the district. First, we have the reserve funded, so it's the projects that we pay out of our own funds. On line 5, we have the Bonita Vault, which is at 219%. There was a big material purchase that we paid for that project in June, but the items were delivered in July, so we planned for it to be budgeted last fiscal year, but it ended up getting put into this fiscal year, so it really kind of screwed up that item. Line 7, we have the utility billing, which is a new water billing system that we're going to be upgrading in a few months. We paid for the down payment, or it's in that pile of checks somewhere, which was $12,600, which was lower than we budgeted for, but the monthly fee is going to be more than we budgeted for, so it's kind of offset. So that's going to end at 42% right there, but a water billing system on one of these other lines is going to end up over. And then down, starting at line 13, we have the grant and debt funded projects. So these are the ones that we do get reimbursed for. On line 15, we have Esperanza Water Line Improvements Project, which is completely done. We have not received any of the reimbursements yet, but we should be seeing the first one in the next couple of weeks. Just found that out from Banning a couple days ago, or actually yesterday. They said we should be receiving the first check, which is not much. I think it's a couple thousand, but it's, hopefully they'll start coming after that.
Cool.
And that's pretty much it, unless you have any other questions.
Spectacular.
Is there anything else we had to talk about with finances?
Just we have a lot of big ticket items that we're going to be purchasing. Like she mentioned, we have the new customer care and billing program. Originally, are we still online or?
Yeah, but I mean.
Yeah, originally we had selected an item that is no longer available. So it was more cost up front and then less monthly fees. So the one we're going to, which is the only option they have left, is less upfront but more monthly fees. So we're going to be purchasing that here in the near future. But we do have a grant application for that, and I did speak to our representatives for IT, and they set VC3. They helped apply for the grant funding. So they mentioned that it takes about 5 months, which means it should be here somewhere in February. So we're trying to hold off because we have two servers and both of them need to be replaced. So once those servers are replaced, then we'll put the new customer care and billing program on those. You don't want to load them up on the old ones because then if you replace them, then you're going to have to uninstall them. Yeah, reinstall them. So they've been holding up. I know we had a couple times where they went down and they were down for like 4 hours. So that's an expense. We do have the expense of a deposit for the hell hydrants, and you can see on the check there was $60,000 for each site, but we get reimbursed through San Antonio Pass Water Agency, who gets reimbursed by Riverside County. And then of course we have well 5 that went down. It had a wobble, we had to pull it, so the first charges was for mobilization.
That was 18 grand.
Pulling it. So the next step is they have to brush and bale, because when you get down to where the perforations are, where the bolt assemblies draw the water, it's corroded down there. So they got to brush it, bale it, and then video log it again to show the results. So that's $19,000. So right now they're assessing the equipment damage, which would only be down hole. So there's some pictures in here I'll explain when we have our board meeting. So there is bowls and there's an impeller in each one. So it's kind of like stages. There are certain stages because of the depth. It's not just one, there's 1, 2, 3, 4. And one of the bowls rubbed up against, or one of the impellers rubbed up against the bowl and fractured. So that was causing the wobbling. And you can't let it wobble because then the insides start to come apart. It'll bang against the inside casing and poke a hole. So then you would have to go down there and patch it. So they're assessing what's going to need to be replaced. So we'll get a new estimate with what the damage is. And
did it damage the casing?
No, it did not. No. There was a, when they pulled the bolt assembly, you could see what rubbed against it just a little bit, because there are perforations where it draws it out, and you could see where it kind of like grazed a little bit, maybe because it would, when it was doing the wobbling and everything like that, there's kind of, but no damage.
You got it shut down quick enough.
Yeah, it was only going on for like a week and a half. Because when you start it up, it starts off smooth. But when it starts to work and it brings the water up,
and it starts to put pressure on it.
Yeah, then you feel the motor and it starts to vibrate. And that's just having a good workforce who pay attention. They just don't turn it on and leave the building.
Are we done?
Yep.
Any public comment? Okay. Well, let's adjourn to signing checks then.
All right. 5:14 p.m.